With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Short-term pain for long-term gain. That's how President Trump is casting his newly imposed tariffs on certain goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. Mr. Trump acknowledges Americans could pay more for some products as a result. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is on his first visit to Washington in 3 years. He's set to meet with President Trump tomorrow.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
The Prime Minister says he'll discuss victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all of our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis. America's top diplomat towing a hard line with Panama's leader.
On a visit to Panama, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is telling Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino that his country must immediately reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal area or face potential retaliation from the Trump administration. Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held face-to-face talks with Mulino, who later said that there's no real threat of retaking the canal or the use of force. I'm Donna Warder.
And Molino has agreed to abandon China's Belt and Road Initiative. Also at SRNNews.com, searchers have recovered the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Today, crews will start lifting wreckage of the plane from the Potomac River. Anti-deportation protesters have waved Mexican and other foreign flags at demonstrations in Southern California, Texas, and New York, castigating President Trump for his crackdown on illegal immigration. Dow futures down 6:16. This is SRN News. Kim Davis still in court.
The Kentucky clerk who was at the center of the national debate over gay marriage is waiting for the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to decide whether she will have to pay damages to a same-sex couple for refusing to grant them a license back in 2015. Davis has been ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the two men for the, quote, emotional distress they suffered when she refused to have any part of granting the license, which they obtained from a different clerk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they've paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under age 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital, Washington, D.C., say the hospital has paused prescriptions of puberty blockers as well as hormone therapy. This is SRN News. Some experts warn of a downside to concierge health care.
Direct primary care is a very popular health care option. Patients pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want at no extra cost. However, public health officials say they do not think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance. That's because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond the visits. Jason Walker reporting.
Jury selection begins today in Minneapolis for the trial of the alleged ringleader of a scheme to exploit the COVID pandemic. Prosecutors say $250 million was stolen from a program meant to feed youngsters. The attorney for Amy Bach, founder of the group that prosecutors say was at the heart of the plot, insists that she is innocent of any wrongdoing. More details at SRNNews.com.